With NPR News in Nashville, this is 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Thousands of words have been written in the last week to honor Nashville scene editor Jim Ridley, who died at the age of 50. Some of the most moving words have been Ridley's own. Politicians, musicians, fellow writers, and fans have all been sharing their favorite passages. One particular concert review of a Bruce Springsteen show in Nashville has become an unofficial eulogy.
Time throws you off a rooftop the day you're born, and the fall you have to the pavement is called a life.
The Springsteens of the world are there to remind us the object is never to stop kicking and punching and straining for the sky, all the way to the inevitable finish.
You can complain Bruce Springsteen mugs too much, indulges too many little kids and weepy middle-aged moms, does too many of the same things again and again.
You know who else you can make that complaint about? The people who inspire the most love from you. The people who have demonstrated their resilience and their willingness to be there for you, even when it's not convenient.
And who have lifted their chin to face the hard times we know will eventually have to come. Jim Ridley, 2014.
Read by his friends and colleagues, Steve Cavendish, Congressman Jim Cooper, Liz Garrigan, critic Noel Murray, and Belcourt Executive Director Stephanie Silverman.